Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Danvers High School is open for classes this morning for the first time since math teacher Colleen Ritzer was murdered, allegedly by one of her students this week. On Tuesday, the day she died, students say she asked the suspect, 14-year-old Philip Chisholm, to stay after class to prepare for a test. Police have still not released any details about a possible motive, and many questions remain in the North Shore community trying to recover from the shock. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports.
All the parking lots and side streets around Danvers High School were full of cars last night. More than 1,000 people turned up for a community meeting at the school. Officials and law enforcement were on hand to help calm anxious parents and address concerns. Danvers Police Chief Neil Ouellette says the school is open, but the bathroom where blood was found will remain closed for the foreseeable future. There'll also be extra police and precautions.
Although we want them to return to normalcy, that's the goal in this community, is to get the community back to where we were.
Ouellette acknowledges that's going to be difficult. He says the community will never truly recover from the murder, but he wants the students to be able to cope with the tragedy. Danvers is a small town. The population, about 26,000. It's also overwhelmingly white, 95%, according to the last census.
It's kind of a cross between a blue-collar town and a bedroom community.
That's how John Parker describes his hometown. He was at the community meeting last night. His kid is a student at Danvers High.
Great participation by everybody and everything. It's a nice town.
Locals say Danvers is friendly and welcoming, the kind of town where alumni come back to watch the football games, the kind of town where shop owners say everyone shows school pride, sporting blue and white, even if they don't have a kid in school. It has a quaint feel. The downtown is just a couple of intersections. There are coffee shops and an ice cream parlor, plus a store with prom dresses in its window. But you also notice the giant U.S. flag that's at half staff. The murder hasn't just troubled students and parents, it's also rocked others in this community. Kelly Delaney owns a gourmet cake shop in downtown Danvers. She's lived in town for 20 years and says it all feels surreal.
Watching it on the nightly news, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they pinpointed Danvers, Massachusetts, and my husband was like, look at this. So it makes you realize that, wow, this is, you know, a big event that actually happened in our town that we have to, that we now have to say, yeah, remember when. And that's sad, but that's the realities of what goes on now.
A few blocks away at St. Mary of the Annunciation Parish, Justin Bell is dealing with the same kinds of questions. He's the youth minister at the church. Sunday is the first meeting for confirmation, and Bell says he intends to talk about Ritzer's death as a teaching moment.
I think a common question that comes up is, how can God allow such tragedy to happen? And there's not an easy answer to that right off the bat.
Bell says even though he does not have a clear-cut answer to that question, it's a reminder that life is precious. And perhaps, Bell says, it's an opportunity for folks to turn to God.
Maybe what are some of the root causes in this situation? It is still very new, and it's not an easy answer, and it won't be for a while.
The question, why a seemingly shy freshman soccer player would allegedly kill his teacher, still looms large. Investigators have not offered any clues about a potential motive, but 14-year-old Philip Chisholm remains behind bars, held without bail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.